welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about the practice of scripture meditation, making time in God's Word a consistent practice, a consistent rhythm in our life. And today, we're going to take a look at a passage found in Joshua chapter 1. And so before we look at those verses, let me give you a little bit of context for what's going on here in this passage. Moses has just led the nation of Israel for the past 40 years. He led them out of slavery in Egypt. He led them throughout the wilderness. But Moses has now passed away, and Joshua is now his successor. Joshua is being handed the baton to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land where they have been waiting to go for several generations. And I just want you to imagine how difficult of a task this would have been. You know, Joshua is taking over for an absolute legend in Moses. And the Israelites were not easy people to lead. Even Moses, an incredible leader, had all kinds of challenges and frustrations leading the nation of Israel. And here is Joshua stepping into his shoes, expected to lead the people of God. And so God comes to him and gives him this word of encouragement as he's getting ready to begin this leadership position. And so in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, this is the Lord speaking to Joshua. He says this. He says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And so I want you to notice that in the middle of this encouragement to Joshua, where he's telling him to be strong and courageous, to not fear, to not be discouraged, that he will be with him always. In the middle of this, God makes his word foundational to the strength and the courage that Joshua is going to need in this new role, the strength and courage that Joshua is going to need to fight his enemies. He tells Joshua, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips," meaning talk about it often, discuss it with people in your life, make it a regular part of your conversations. He says, "Meditate on it day and night. Think about it constantly. Dwell on it. Let it take root in your heart and your life, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." Don't just talk about it. Don't just think about it. Don't just meditate on it. Obey it. Do what it says. Put it into practice in your life. And when you look at the life of Joshua, because he obeyed God's word, he was successful in his time leading the nation of Israel. He had victory over his enemies, just as God had promised. You know, in the New Testament, we read about Jesus being in the wilderness for 40 days. And as he's there and he's fasting and he's praying, the enemy, Satan, comes to him. And Satan tries to tempt Jesus. And when he comes to him and tries to tempt him, the way that Jesus fights back against him and resists the devil is by quoting from Scripture, by quoting from God's word. And you see, both Joshua and Jesus display the power of God in their lives through the presence of God's word in their life. And you see, we possess this same power to be victorious in our own lives when we engage in Scripture, when we meditate on God's word, and we do what it says. And so my encouragement to you, I'm sure you're going to hear this all throughout the week on the Drivecast. You heard about it at church this past Sunday. But make God's word a priority in your life. Carve out time each day to spend time reading God's word, meditating on God's word, and then applying it to your life, because it gives us the power that we need to live the life that God has called us to live. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word, your scripture that you have given to us, that you have preserved. God, we thank you that your word is unlike any other book. It is the living and active word of God. There is power in it to change us, to transform us, to convict us, to encourage us. So God, help us to make it a priority in our life, to prioritize spending time with you, hearing from you through your word each and every day. So Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.